the 48th day of Easter. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to the Easter Examine. Philip here, Holy Spirit Lebanon. Our examine on the 48th day of Easter is called The Eternity of Easter. From the book of Revelations, we read, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. We are surrounded by God's presence. And in and among that presence are those who rest and rejoice in eternity of glory. All those who have gone before. We remain on the field of play in the wilderness of time. As we become aware of God's presence, let us be aware of their song, cheering us on from the high stands above our field of play. Let us, with gratitude, give thanks for this presence. Pause for as long as you wish to hear the song, and continue when ready. This first part of our examen includes the review of a day with gratitude. Consider your day. Pause for this reflection and continue when ready. What feelings surfaced in the replay of the day? We can feel alone amidst a busy life. And when living by ourselves, we can feel an aloneness deeply, although that aloneness may not be unpleasant or sought to be avoided. What feelings of loneliness surfaced in the moments across your day? Pause for this reflection and continue when ready. Feeling alone is not a negative. It can be, need not be. Choose a feeling, whether indeed negative or a calmness coming from it. Choose a feeling of loneliness and pray from it. Pause and continue when ready. Looking forward to tomorrow, knowing your destination will be within the saints of God, the final Eastering of all creation. How will that distant view, how could that distant view direct our choices, behaviors, our thoughts that may occur tomorrow? Pause and return for a short closing prayer. O God, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Easter, our lives, even now.